BJ and Jamie.
The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, man, it's been such a... Hang on a second here. There's something I'm looking for. Go ahead, Jamie. I got to find something here.
What do you want me to do?
maybe like... Oh, do that dance that you do. Yeah, your microphone's on.
I didn't hear it. I swear.
Yeah, it's on.
Well, now it is.
It's on. I'm having problems here and there with it, but
I know,
it's
but
on now.
I did not hear myself.
Hang on a second. I got to find something
what are you
real
finding?
Quick here. I need. No, can you help me out here?
Oh
I need the weather bug.
Oh.
I need the weather
okay,
bug.
So here's the thing.
Oh,
wait,
got it.
Wait.
Oh. I got it.
I had something to say now. All right, so somebody from Aurora texted us and said it's a blizzard in Aurora.
I feel like that's a lie.
But I feel like it's a trap. I agree with you, Carson. I feel like somebody wanted to just see if I would say it, and I just did.
Yeah. Are you done?
Well, you asked me to fill, so I did.
Be a weather bug for BJ and
here we
Jamie.
Go.
Tell us what the weather looks
we're
like.
We're about to find out, Jamie.
Be a weather bug.
Aurora's not going to lie this time, man.
Be
we're going to find
bug.
Out.
Be a weather bug.
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 You know, I feel like the timing is perfect right now for weather bug. I mean, this is a weather bug day.
Yeah, it is.
Where are you?
Yep.
51059. Is it snowing? Is it raining? Is it just cloudy? Is it... Well, that's it. That's your options.
We're in a building, so we can't really tell.
Yeah. Now, we can see clouds. I'm looking through two buildings here, right over the Hyatt Regency, and it looks like snow to me.
Well, and I don't know, you know, because people lie, so I don't know if Aurora really was getting a blizzard.
All right. So, if you're in Wheat Ridge, let us know. Fort, let us
know. You know my favorite town? Arvada.
Arvada.
Sorry.
Check in with us.
I love
Arvada.
You people in Arvada. That, yeah. I love that town.
Yeah, let's go south a little bit. Parker. What you getting, Parker?
That's the home of Carson.
That's right, man.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Sure is.
I want to know what's doing in my house.
Well, yeah, Carson.
Let's go Monument.
Let's go Monument. I feel like Monument's not fair because they always get snow.
How about our friends at Amazon in Lakewood?
Yeah, Lakewood. What about Littleton? BJ's home.
We're so not cool. All right, let's see. I'm going to read some of them for you. Ready?
All right.
Okay. I-70 West crossing Wadsworth, light rain. Loveland, cloudy. North Colorado, dry and cloudy.
Socked in
with ice rain on Lookout Mountain. Parker, rain. Just cloudy in Eaton. Misty rain in Castle Rock.
All right.
So, let's see. Rain in Arvada near Old Town. Let's see. In Aurora, absolutely no blizzard at all.
What? Somebody told us a blizzard.
Yeah.
See, here's the way we look at it sometimes.
Yeah.
That you people are trying to dupe us.
Let's
sing along.
The looks like where you are. Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Spadell did that.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug. Be a weather bug.
Let's see. Freezing rain in Castle Rock right now. Rain in Fort Collins. Let's see here. Cloudy in Portland, Oregon. Okay. Slight drizzle in Kincarroll.
All right.
North Glen, it's raining. Boulder on the way to Estes is misty and raining. And Blackhawk is very foggy. Lafayette, very light sprinkle. I feel like everybody's kind of getting the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, just a little light sprinkle, maybe
drizzle.
Some drizzle.
Okay.
Drizzle.
All right. Well, that sure was a lot of fun. I don't know about you guys, but
yeah,
I had a blast.
I did.
Say one more time.
No. This is when you
here we go.
No, this is what. Oh, my
hang on.
This is when people say he does it too much.
Be a weatherbug.
Be a
weatherbug.
Be a weatherbug.
You guys suck.
Be a weatherbug.
Be a weatherbug.
Be a weatherbug.
Be a weatherbug.
What do you say? One more time.
No.
One more time.
No, we're done.
BJ and Jamie.
No, I know. But this year, we're not doing that. We're not doing a family theme. Last year, we did one, yeah. For Halloween, last year, we did the, what was it again? The, you know, those little crime fighters, those little, what were they called, Spadell? Do you remember?
Paw Patrol?
No.
Turds?
No, remember, it's a lizard. One of them's a lizard.
Oh,
he's green, one's blue, and one's that, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, but starts with a P. I remember that. I do remember that. But we're not doing it this year.
Three psychos?
You're just on your
PJ mask.
PJ Masks.
Yeah, okay.
You'd think I could remember PJ, BJ, PJ, yeah. But I didn't.
But this time you guys are all going going solo? Wow.
We're going solo this year. Okay. He is Huggy Wuggy.
Huggy Wuggy.
Yep, Frog is going to be Huggy Wuggy. But I think there's going to be a lot of Huggy Wuggies on the street.
And what are you guys, Carson?
So we're going Zootopia because that's Little Debbie's favorite show right now. She's going to be Judy Hopps, and I'm going to be her sidekick, Nick.
Nice.
And then... she didn't really say that she wanted Bree to dress up, so I don't know.
Oh, that was a dig,
I don't know what's going to... She didn't! So I don't know what Bree was going to be. I think Bree's just going to be the mom of Bunny.
We're letting her call the shots? That's more concerning to me that you guys are letting her call the shots.
She's 2.5 calling the shots in the family.
She didn't think about that. Dude, you got to put your foot down. She's only 2.5.
No. Not with a 2.5-year-old, man. That's a whole different breed.
I get it. It's the only child syndrome. I have one, too. They call all the shots.
What she says goes.
Yep, I'm with you. I used to tell my son, you need to clean your room. He'd be like, oh, I'm in a meeting.
Yeah. That's what they'll do. I'm like, hey, can you pick these toys up? I'm busy.
Yeah. And what? I must have told him sometime I was in a meeting or something.
Yeah.
Because every time I ever tried, like 2 to 5, he was always in a meeting.
Yeah.
I was like, and busy. You know what I said? Okay.
Let me know when you're out of your meeting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then we can discuss this.
Right. Yeah. What are you going to be, Schmidel?
I actually don't have anything picked out.
I think you should be a Schmidildo.
Yeah.
Now, you're staying home for Halloween, right?
I mean, I'll be at work.
You'll be there
most of the time.
You're going to be working at the other place. Are you expecting customers this year, as far as the trick or treaters?
I'm not sure because I did move. I'm in the same neighborhood. I'm about like 1/2 mile away from where I used to live. But my old house, we didn't have trick or treaters for like 8-10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
So this, because this is the first time. So who knows? Yeah.
This is like a test for him, for the old house.
Yeah.
Because the old house was a scary place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a shanty, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a shack.
Yeah.
And the kids were scared of it. They wouldn't go up to the door because
everybody had that one street. Remember with the creepy house?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Spadil lived in that house on his street, in his name. No, I'm just saying. That's
you're
the house you've been living in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the scary creature behind the door that the kiddos didn't want to see there for about 8 years, right?
Well, we would do a double, like I double dug Daria to go up and ring their doorbell.
And then we'd all run away.
Well, we'd stand on the street and then, you know, one of the boys in our group would go up there and ring the doorbell. And he's like, oh my God, that lady's crazy.
Right. No, you never went. No, you didn't go as a group. You sent one person up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To ring the bell and then run like hell.
Yeah.
Right?
It was
and
scary.
Then everybody else kept their distance.
Yeah.
That's how you played it. But this year, you're in a new house, a different house.
Yeah.
And you said from the front of this house, it looks very cozy, very welcoming.
Yeah, it's more of like a cottage kind of a feel. It's a very
a cottage.
Ooh, really cottage right here in the middle of town.
It's
nice.
It's on like a corner. It's just a nice looking house.
Yeah. Now, this is a good, because if you get loaded with like 15 or 20 trick-or-treaters, man, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Well, can I just give you a little advice? I don't know what it is about kids. I mean, they get so burnt out on getting the little Snickers, the Paydays, whatever they get. So one year we ran out of candy. And so I kept telling my son to go to the pantry and get canned goods. And we started like just handing out canned goods. These kids were so happy. They're like, woo, I got green beans.
Just put down some canned corn in there.
Oh my God. They were so, I don't know what it was. I think it's just because it was so weird that they had, you know, green beans in there. But they were so happy. It was like they just won the lottery.
I saw a lady, and I mentioned this to you off the air. She said that she put 2 buckets out front, and she was out there in a chair, right? And the kids came up. They could choose from either bucket. One had candy bars. The other has potatoes in it. And more kids chose potatoes than they did the candy bars.
Because it's just a such an anomaly, right? Like, where'd this come from?
Yeah.
A potato.
Yeah. I'm doing potato chips.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those little bags, because we have so many left over from Frogs, summer baseball and soccer and football and everything else. We have so many left over because we took treats that we're going to give those out.
Yeah. Clean out your pantries.
Yeah.
Friends.
Seriously.
Like, frozen food, whatever you got.
Well, Taco Bell seasoning.
All the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, all that stuff. They don't know.
They
care. They feel is something hit that bag.
Yeah,
that's all they know, okay?
Exactly.
So if you wrap it in your hand and you know, hold it tight and boom, drop it in a bag, they don't know. They don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on Halloween Eve.
You know what's weird?
That comes so natural.
It really does. I know. You know, I've never flown on an airplane on Halloween.
What?
I've never flown on an airplane on Halloween.
I don't think I've ever traveled either.
Are you not supposed to?
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. Like, I saw somebody posted a picture from an airport, and it was a captain, and he had a walking stick like he was blind. He had on dark sunglasses, and he was walking through the airport like that. That's kind of funny.
Now, I know Friday the 13th would probably put a little quiver in me.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Halloween would.
I don't know. You just see that weird guy. Just because, like that weird guy in the outfit, and you're like, is he dressed like that because it's Halloween, or is he going to do something weird?
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that. Yeah.
We had Frog last night explaining what Halloween is to us.
Oh,
okay?
Fantastic.
Yeah, because my wife and I, we completely were way off base. We thought it was the whole, I forgot what it was called for the day after Halloween was called.
The day of the religious. Dead or something?
No, it was religious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like All Saints Day or something like that, right?
That's right.
And then the night before is Halloween Eve, which I didn't put all that together until our six-year-old educated us on it last night.
Today is Halloween Eve, and what does it mean?
No. Tomorrow will be the eve of All Saints Day. That's what became Halloween.
Gotcha.
Okay? That's what I was instructed. Today doesn't really mean anything at all.
Okay.
At all.
Because you said Halloween Eve, and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Halloween is the eve of All Saints Day.
Gotcha.
Now let me ask you this.
Explainer.
There is a... You just don't understand sometimes. I explain
you're
it
right.
very,
it's
very
me. It's
well.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay.
Boy. Time change. I had a freeze there.
Yeah, brain fart.
I had a Joe Biden moment. By the way, you're garbage.
I'm not garbage.
Just kidding.
I'm not garbage. Listen, you're garbage.
Listen, Linda. Time changes this weekend. Which one would you rather have? The time that we're currently under or the change that's coming? If you had to choose one to live all year long around, which one would you choose?
The other way.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Most people, they say, would go with what we have right now.
I would. Yes, 100%.
Okay. All right. You. What about you, Spadil?
I would change it. I would fall back and then just leave it that way.
Me too.
I would, because the kids don't go to school in the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's exactly it right there. If I could choose, and I do think at some point they need to stop with this whole time change thing.
But you don't want your kids waiting for a bus in the dark.
No.
You know?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense.
And if it's cold, it's even colder when it's dark.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And we don't need daylight till 9 p.m.
I love that.
I do kind of love that.
I love that because I love going. It.
But if the
days are longer, you get more out of the day.
I would move to Alaska just for that little.
Yeah, bit. But you can't have both. I'm saying if you had to choose, you got to give up a little daylight at night in order to get daylight in the morning for the kids to go to school.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I do hate that it gets dark. I get so tired at 5:58.
Right.
I do. I hate that it turns dark.
When it's pitch black
I'm
at 5
you.
O'clock, I feel like it's 10 o'clock. So I'd rather just stay where we
it's
are right
now.
It's
about the kids, Carson.
But today, I was walking down the hallway and I was like, is it 6:30 in the morning? It was 8. Because it was so dark.
It was so dark outside. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I don't know
terrible.
Why. I just feel like hitting all three of you. It's weird. It's just
impulse you get.
You know I had to go to anger management and stuff? That stuff is coming back.
Well, we have this argument every year about the whole time change thing. By the way, this weekend is your time change, and it is fall back this weekend.
It's just weird.
Right?
In my head, I was like, boom, boom, boom.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this October 30th. We're getting close. What's wrong here? What's wrong? All right, there it is.
You got used to the old way, now it's a new way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, I'm just not hitting the button right.
What I've been doing all morning, I've been a pool table broker.
Yeah?
Yeah, so Michelle has a neighbor that has a pool table that's gorgeous that they are moving, and they want to get rid of it. And then my neighbor, they just redid their basement, and so they're looking for a pool table, and so I just became a pool table broker. It's free. They just need to pay for movers. I think the funniest thing is there's two items that people either desperately want for free, they won't pay for it, or they want to get rid of. And that's a piano and a pool table. Like, when you're moving, you're like, I don't want to take this piano.
Because they're so heavy and
right,
bulky.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then the pool table situation.
Yes.
Pianos you can't get rid of.
I know.
Nobody wants them.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They don't even want. Well, I'm just saying that, if that you pool tables people want.
Well, like, I wanted a piano because my son plays. And so, but I only wanted it for free.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay for
it. Yeah, you're not going to drop thousands of dollars on
right.
it.
We had two pianos. We couldn't get rid of either one of them. Yeah. And one of them is one of these electric pianos, right? It plugs in, and it's a nice size, and it's brand new.
Yeah.
Couldn't get rid of it. Nobody would even take it for free.
Oh, that's funny.
Nothing.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, like, the piano stores, I think, are kind of a forgotten place.
Oh, yeah.
Because we used to go to the piano place, the Baldwin piano place, and, oh, my God, to play the pianos there, the keys were so perfect, right? Because they have all the food from me being a child in it in between them.
There used to be one off Broadway, and we used to drive by it when I was a kid all the time. I don't think it's there anymore, but I used to be in awe of all those grand pianos.
And they had the perfect lights on them. Anyway, so, but it's just this funny thing that, like, you don't want to pay for either one of those, and but a lot of people want to get rid of both of those.
Right.
It's just weird.
So, anyway. They just kind of sit. I think a pool table, if I had it at my house, it'd be nothing but just a clothes rack.
See, we played all the... I have one. We played all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And my dad would always teach us tricks, too.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we were always... And then it turned into a train. I don't know. He put some plywood on
it. It was like a display.
Then we played with trains. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. Very busy.
All right. Very busy.
Yeah, I got it
very
taken
busy.
Care of.
You got the... pool table taken care of,
I
guess.
Right? It's all good, yep.
So are they going to pick it up? Because it's hard to get somebody to move that stuff anymore.
The movers are going to go get it.
They're going to go get it?
Yep.
We had to call somebody. We had a piano. And this piano, it's an older piano. It could be, you know, fixed up or whatever, but it's an old piano. And it took forever to find somebody to come and get that thing. Finally, they came and got it this week.
At the right price, anybody could come and get it.
It's tough. There's not many movers out there that will take a piano. They'll take everything but a piano.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I would never want to be a mover. I feel like that's the hardest job on the planet. They put those straps on over their shoulders and stuff, and they have my refrigerator, and they just look like, I hate you, bitch.
It is rough. I did it for a summer, and it was miserable work. Yes, I hated every second of it.
These two guys came to our house, and they made it look so easy. It was unbelievable. This thing has been just an absolute, I mean, just an eyesore for us.
Yeah.
And it's so heavy, you can't move it. I can't even budge it. These guys walk in there. They lift it up, put it on a little rolling dolly, slide it down to the truck, lift it up with hydraulics. Boom, they're gone.
Gone.
Within 5 minutes, they're out of there. I'm like, why couldn't I have done that? All I had to do was go get a truck.
You're not strong enough.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, I'm not smart enough.
Well, there's all that.
Yeah.
I'm still mad about my $1 million idea being stolen on Amazon. So I used you guys a car jack. I couldn't pick up a piece of furniture. I used a car jack on each corner because this thing was so heavy, and I put sliders under it, and I just slid it into the living room where I wanted it next. And then, I mean, this was probably 10 years ago. Brilliant. Guess what they sell now? Car jacks, but they're little plastic car jacks to lift up the corners of your furniture. To put sliders on them. That was my idea.
Car jacks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like furniture jacks.
Yeah, but they're furniture jacks now.
Yeah.
I did that.
Wow.
Shut up.
How much they getting it for? How much they getting for those?
I don't know. I'm just too angry. I should have. I'm so mad.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.